Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says principles of social justice, inclusive growth and rule of law are core of government's policies. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal comes out of prison as Supreme Court grants bail in excise policy scam case. Government decides to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. Met Department forecasts vary to extremely heavy rainfall in Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand till tomorrow. Heavy rain also expected at isolated places in North India. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to semi-finals of Vietnam Open, and India's steeplechase runner Avinash Sable to make his Diamond League debut in 2024 finals at Brussels tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that modern India has been built step by step and the idea of inclusive growth and the rule of law is gaining ground in the country. He said that these principles are central to the policies and activities of the government. He said this while addressing the Indian community in Switzerland capital, Geneva, today.
Modern India is also getting built brick by brick, step by step, building by building. Just as we pay homage to our Dr. Ambedkar here, the cause of social justice, the idea of inclusive growth, of rule of law, is gaining ground and is today very central to the policies and activities of the government.
Dr. Jaishankar said government is promoting women-led development, which was also emphasized during India's G20 presidency last year. Speaking about the conduct of elections, Dr. Jaishankar praised country's democratic process. He also said that NDA government's third term is a significant milestone, allowing to evaluate past progress and shortcomings and make necessary improvements for the future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today congratulated Cameroon's former Prime Minister Philemon Yang on assuming the presidency of the 79th United Nations General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the General Assembly's leadership on the priorities of the Global South is crucial. He added that India is committed to playing a constructive role in achieving these shared goals under the new UNGA President's stewardship. Mr. Philemon Yang was elected President of the General Assembly at the UN headquarters in June this year. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has been released from Tihar Jail this evening. The Supreme Court today granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case. Addressing the party workers outside Tihar Jail, Mr. Kejriwal thanked people who prayed for his release. He said every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener. The bail was granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also said the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuiya pronounced a verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister, challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. Government has decided to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the government took the decision to free the nation from the colonial imprints. He said Sri Vijayapuram symbolizes the victory achieved in the country's freedom struggle. The Union Home Minister said the island territory that once served as the naval base of the Chola Empire is today poised to be the critical base for a strategic and development aspirations. The minister said it is also the place that hosted the first unfurling of the Tiranga by Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and also the cellular jail in which Veer Savarkar and other freedom fighters struggled for an independent nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, the Indian Navy and all stakeholders for the successful flight test of the vertical launch short-range surface-to-air missile VLSRSA done yesterday. Mr. Singh, equipped with modern technologies, this missile will provide further technological boost to the armed forces. DRDO and the Indian Navy have conducted back-to-back successful flight tests of the VLSRSA missile system. The first successful flight test of the VLSRSA missile system was conducted on the 12th of this month. The defense ministry said these consecutive tests not only demonstrate the weapon system's reliability, but also validate the recent upgrades made to various components of the system. In a related development, the DRDO successfully conducted the preliminary automotive trials of the Indian light tank Zorawar. It is a highly versatile platform capable of deployment in high altitude areas. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh lauded DRDO, the Indian Army and all associated industry partners for the successful trials. In Haryana, scrutiny of nomination papers was held today for single-phase assembly elections scheduled for the 5th of next month. State Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said 1,747 nomination papers were filed by all political parties and independent candidates. Of these, 1,561 candidates' nominations were found to be correct. Nominations can be withdrawn till September 16th. Mr. Agarwal said Bhiwani Assembly constituency has the highest number of 31 candidates, while Nangal Chaudhary Assembly constituency has the lowest with 9 candidates. Scrutiny of nomination papers was also held for the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. Counting of votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India today is known in the world as a country that is not dependent on others. Addressing an event at the Central University of Rajasthan in Ajmer today, the Vice President said that the country's economic growth has been tremendous over the last decade.
Political parties are entitled to what they wish to do. Ideologies alag alag hogi, vichardhara alag alag hogi, shasan ke prati ravaiya alag alag hoga. Isme koi dikkat nahi hai. Ek baat mein samanta hogi. Rashtra sarvopri hai. Rashtra bhavana ko kumbhit nahi kar sakte. Rashtra ke mobil ko kamzor nahi kar sakte. Rashtra ko chunauti aayegi, hum sab ek hain. Hamara kuch bhi rang ho, kuch bhi dharm ho, kuch bhi jati ho, kuch bhi sanskriti ho, kuch bhi shiksha ho.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal unveiled the Jan Sunwai portal of the ministry in Mumbai today. The portal is designed to facilitate direct and transparent interactions between traders and help exporters resolve their issues online. It includes several departments of the ministry such as the Tea Board, Coffee Board, Spices Board, Rubber Board, APEDA and the Director General of Foreign Trade, all functioning under the ministry. Mr. Goyal also inaugurated the revamped SMILE ERP facility of the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation and chaired a meeting of the Board of Trade. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will be celebrated from the 17th of September to the 2nd of October across the country. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata Sanskar Swachhata. This event marks a significant milestone as the Swachh Bharat Mission celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. At the curtain raise event, Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, announced that the government will transform 2 lakh cleanliness target units, CTU, as part of this year's campaign.
देश की जनता को भी और पूरे जितने विभाग इसमें लगने वाले हैं, सरकार के चाहे केंद्र सरकार के विभाग हो अथवा प्रदेश सरकार के विभाग हो, पर एनजीओज हो, सीपीएसयू हो या स्टेट के जो पीएसयूज हैं, वो हैं, जितने भी भागीदारी लोगों की करवाना चाहते हैं, उनको आज आपके माध्यम से विषय रखने जा रहे हैं.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil said that the government has constructed 11 crore toilets since 2014, benefiting 60 crore people across the country. The three-day Semicon India 2024, which was been organized at the India Expo Center and Mart in Greater Noida, concluded today. We have a report.
It has been the vision of the Prime Minister to position India as a global hub for semiconductor design, manufacturing and technology development. In accordance with this vision, Semicon India 2024 was organized with the theme Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference showcased India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. It witnessed participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants and brought together global leaders, companies and experts of the semiconductor industry. industry. Speaking to Akashwani News, President of Semiconductor Equipment and Materials International and CEO of SEMI, Ajit Manocha, said that Semicon India 2024 is the most successful and biggest Semicon organized in any country. He said over 100 CEOs from the semiconductor ecosystem attended it.
Comparing the first Semicon outside India and the first Semicon here in India, this Semicon is by far the biggest of the previous Semicons, the first Semicon in other parts of the world. So I will summarize by saying this is unprecedented. Now that is one thing. So, and also the feedback I gotten from numerous people, and some of them are right now sitting next to me here also, they have said the same thing.
The conference witnessed participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Greater Noida.
The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today and tomorrow. Senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Soma Sen, told Akashvani that a well-marked low-pressure area has formed over northeast Bay of Bengal and is likely to cause isolated very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall. Extremely heavy rainfall conditions are also likely over Uttarakhand.
Rainfall is likely to continue over north and east India during the next 4 to 5 days. Initially, if you see, because of this low pressure over central Uttar Pradesh, we will get extremely heavy rainfall today over Uttarakhand, very heavy rainfall over west Uttar Pradesh, and heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan.
Meanwhile, very heavy rainfall will be prevalent over west Uttar Pradesh, Mizoram and Tripura today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over parts of Chhattisgarh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 3 to 4 days. Our inter-ministerial 7-member team from the centre today visited Varodra, Khera, Anand, Surendranagar and Jamnagar districts to survey the damage and flood-affected districts of Gujarat. The team met officials to gather information about relief assistance and assess the extent of crop and other damages. The team also held meetings with officials and public representatives. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semifinals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City today. Six-seeded Dhruv and Tanisha came from behind to register a thrilling win over top-seeded compatriots Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyath 14-21, 21-10, 21-14 in the quarterfinals. In the men's singles, India's Tarun Mannepalli's impressive run came to an end as he lost to Japan's Shogo Ogawa in the men's quarterfinals. India's steeplechase runner Avinash Sable will make his Diamond League debut in 2024 finals at Belgium's capital Brussels later tonight. Currently ranked 14, Sable faces strong competitors including Samuel Fayeru and Getnet Vale from Ethiopia, Amos Siram and Abraham Kibiwot from Kenya. On the second day of the track and field competition tomorrow, javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will appear in the final. Chopra, who won silver in the Paris Olympic Games and currently fourth in the standings, will compete against Grenada's Anderson Peters and Germany's Julian Weber. The government has scrapped the minimum price threshold for onion exports. In a notification, the Director General of Foreign Trade said that the minimum export price condition on onions has been removed with immediate effect. Earlier, the government had set a minimum export price of $550 per ton to restrict the sale of onions abroad. The removal of the minimum export price would enable Indian farmers to take advantage of global market conditions, thereby increasing the export opportunities and potentially stabilizing domestic prices. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says principles of social justice, inclusive growth and rule of law are core of government's policies. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal comes out of prison as Supreme Court grants bail in excise policy scam case. Government decides to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. Met Department forecasts very to extremely heavy rainfall in Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand till tomorrow. Heavy rain also expected at isolated places in North India. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progress to the semifinals of the Vietnam Open. And India's steeplechase runner Avinash Sable to make his Diamond League debut in 2024 finals at Brussels tonight. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.